Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 2 August 2022, and welcome to this program. We'll bring up a guest we had on about a month or so ago from Compass Care Clinics Ministry. We're going to discuss what's happening again with the clinics that are being bombed and attacked and nothing's happening, and also how they're trying to use a 10-year-old little girl to further the idea of murdering unborn children. This is all going on, folks, right now in America. This is happening in America. You know, I just read a statement today from Matt Thiemann, who puts out a little magazine, a little newsletter once a month, and it's really good. This statement was made by Nikolai Lenin. Y'all probably remember or know who Lenin was. It says, Marxists have never forgotten that violence will be an inevitable accompaniment of the collapse of capitalism and of the birth of social society. Violence is a way to bring down a nation, especially a free nation. When morals are lost, a people cannot be free, because a person will not govern himself from the inside, must be governed from the outside. Therefore, more cops, more laws, more restrictions. That's certainly working well in America. So we're going to discuss that whole situation in just a minute. Don't forget, now, if you want to send Dr. Carey a get-well card, we're going to mail out another batch. It's coming Thursday. Dr. Carey Madej deserves our gratitude, what she's doing. And, of course, she's recuperating from an airplane crash. We'll have her on tomorrow night to give her testimony. And, my friends, wait till you hear the story. It's a miracle in itself that that young lady is still alive, and her friend also. So tomorrow night, don't miss the program, whatever you do. But if you want to send her a get-well card, and I hope you do, send it right here to us, our address. Just put on the envelope, Dr. Carey. I know who it is. We'll see that she gets it, okay? Just put on Dr. Carey, C-A-R-R-I-E. Her last name is Madej, M-A-D-E-J. But if all you got is Dr. Carey, that's fine. We'll see if she gets it. And don't forget, we're going to wrap it up on the T-shirts, folks. We're down to the last few. I said last night, we have 5 2 extra large T-shirts. Folks, these T-shirts are beautiful. Beautiful color. And it's got a caption on the front. Absolutely, that's remarkable. It says, no fear on top of it. A lion standing amongst a bunch of sheep, all with all their masks on, with a lion with no mask. And below the verse in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord not give a spirit of fear. Talk about testimony. And, folks, I still will not wear a mask. I will not wear a mask. I simply refuse to wear a mask. If they want me in their office, they'll have to come and go in mask-free or won't go. And I go in mask-free many places and not too often get questioned. Because when you walk in like you know what you're doing, they don't bother you. Nonetheless, if you're not afraid to wear something like this for a testimony, 5 extra large, 5 small, and 1 medium left in a T-shirt, $10 a piece delivered. So remember that. And also the book on Once Saved, Always Saved. If you have Baptist friends, they need to read this book. Believe me, I was taught that. I know what I'm talking about. $5 a piece, folks, delivered. Yeah, that's about what I call ship it out of here and put the envelope and get it out of here. That's what I did. But we're trying to get it in your hands so you can share it with other people. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Don't forget our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. And you can also listen to us, as I said, on of course, GS Radio, where we are right now. You can also hear us on Truth Be Told Radio Network with Kevin Gallagher. And a new one last night, mentioned last night, my God, it's going blank. A brand new one picked us up, and I'll mention in a second, I think, the name of it. But you can listen to us, of course, a lot of different places. Go to our website, PastorBush.com, and we'll see the stations that we're on. Internet's a good way to listen. We also go on shortwave, AM, FM stations all across country. So anyway, our guest tonight is Daniel Tomlinson. He was on about a month ago. We discussed a couple of things briefly. I want to get into some more details on some other things tonight. Folks, ever since Roe v. Wade was overturned, everyone was shouting for the victory, and that's all great. I agree. It's a great move by the Supreme Court, which shouldn't have happened in the first place. But it put it back in the hands of the states, where it should have been in the first place, where it should never have left, because the federal courts have no jurisdiction over state courts when it comes to something like this. But no one knows it, so we let them have it. Now we have states fighting among themselves. We have threatened violence. Not just threatened violence. We have violence from the other side, who said that if told, when it went to the Supreme Court Justice House and really threatened them, they've also put up signs, if we're not safe, you're not safe. If we're not safe, kill our baby, then you're not safe yourself. These people are evil, violent people. That's who they are. And now they're doing things that if you and I were thought about doing, just thought about doing them, they've been considered a thought crime or even arrested. Are you there with us, Daniel?
Butch, for having me on again.
Well, you're more than welcome, sir. It's an honor to have you, and I do mean that. I want to thank you for taking time to join us tonight. I know you folks are busy. We were going to have Mr. Harmon on, Jim Harmon on, but he's covered up as usual. So I'm glad you could take time to join us and discuss some issues. And I want to start off with something here that I just come across me today, sent to me on email. Biden found the top Al-Qaeda leader, yet his FBI hasn't found any domestic terrorist who attacked 50 pro-life pregnancy centers. Folks, 50 have been attacked. And Compass Care, the one that Daniel associated with, was actually firebombed. But so far, zero arrest of any of these people. None. Zip. Zilch. 50. And not one arrest. Man, that should give us an idea that maybe we're playing on an uneven ball field here. What do you think about that, Daniel?
Well, Pastor Butch, the reality is that if we're looking for justice from anyone other than God, we're going to be sorely disappointed in this life.
Amen.
But this is America, where we're supposed to be upholding the law, where we're supposed to be punishing evil and rewarding good, founded upon Christian ideals that says you're innocent until proven guilty, that we're going to treat all of our citizens equally. We're not going to segment off certain undesirable ideology or certain undesirable segments of our population and treat them as less than human. And what pro-life people, what pro-life organizations are experiencing is that we are not receiving equal protection under the law. So Compass Care's Buffalo medical office was firebombed in June, and it's been 57 days since then, and no one has been arrested. There have been no arrests of any of these arsonists, vandals, domestic terrorists, of these packs of dozens of pro-life organizations. There's not been a single arrest that we're aware of nationwide at the local, state, or federal level. And it's outrageous. There is not just physical attacks, but there's the attacks are ongoing both physically as well as legislatively through continued propaganda and rhetoric in the mainstream media.
Well, what right now? Why does it? I mean, we know that right now that the Things are happening in the courts and in legislatures across the country. I know here in West Virginia, they had a special session to discuss taking away the income tax in the state and then lowering property taxes, but also about the murder bill. I don't call it abortion. It's murder. I get tired of hearing this word abortion. It's murder. It's like the word gay does not mean sexual deviance. I don't use the word gay to describe a homosexual or sodomite. But they discussed the murder bill, and nothing was ever settled. I mean, some of the pro-murder people were up in the galleries. They had to get them out of there because they wouldn't be quiet. They had to close down the session of the Senate and run the people out of there. And that's a true story.
Wow.
They're vocal. But if we did that, they would arrest a whole bunch of us. That's just the way it is. No point, folks, in kidding ourselves. We've been put in prison for that. So with all this going on, and I know that you had in Buffalo, you had your Compass Care facility firebombed. You're back open again, right?
Yes, sir. So the goal was to reopen in 52 days after the firebombing, 52 days being a Nehemiah-like rebuilding of the breach in the fire in the pro-life wall. And the people of God did it. In 52 days after the firebombing, had reopened services. Reopened the patient services side of the office, and are going to be rebuilding bigger. So what the enemy meant for evil, Pastor Butch, God meant for good. And it's given us an opportunity to restructure the entire office because we were serving patients in a different and alternate location, a secured, undisclosed location. In the meantime, we had the opportunity to redo the entire office, resetting it, rebuilding it so that more women could be served at the physical location, as well as adding space for serving women online through telemedicine. And the reality is that, Jane's Revenge, this pro-abortion terrorist group, they were trying to shut Compass Care down. They were trying to keep Compass Care from serving women, from helping them have their babies, from saving preborn boys and girls from being killed in the womb, and they did not succeed. The very day of the firebombing, a woman traveled from Buffalo. She couldn't be served in the Buffalo office because it was smoking. It was in smoking catastrophic damage from the firebombing, but she traveled 60 miles to the Rochester office. And she had started a chemical abortion. Compass Care was able to reverse the effects of that chemical abortion and save the baby. And she not only that, but she, when presented with the gospel, submitted her life to Christ.
Wow. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. Now, so are you getting any more threats or no more physical attacks right now, right?
There are continued threats. The attacks are continuing. Now, the physical attacks, thankfully, there have been no more physical attacks, although there have been many death threats and many different calls and posts on social media calling for, just call them death threats. And Jane's Revenge has declared open season on pro-life pregnancy centers. They're insisting that that next time that they attack, it will not be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti, which is basically they're saying it's going to be blood. The attacks from the pro-abortion side of things is outrageous. I mean, it's just outrageous. 6 days after the firebombing, New York Governor Hochul signs a bill investigating pregnancy centers, not the arsonist, but pregnancy centers. And in her press conference, she refers to pro-lifers as subhuman, as Neanderthal. New York Attorney General Letitia James is demanding that Google wipe all pregnancy center off the map so that women can't find them. Senator Elizabeth Warren is demanding that pregnancy centers be shut down, calling them dangerous and misleading, quote, end quote. President Joe Biden wrote in an executive order asking that Attorney General Merrick Garland investigate pregnancy centers rather than the domestic terrorist cells that are attacking them. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Instead of going after the people who are actually violent, who are actually causing damage, who are actually, committing egregious crime, they're coming after pro-life pregnancy centers who exist to help women, to provide free ethical medical care and comprehensive community support to women facing unplanned pregnancies. And when's the last time that an abortionist offered anything free of charge? When's the last time that a woman could come off the street and walk into an abortionist and get anything other than abortion, abortion kind of as the only option? This is supposed to be the pro-choice. This is what they call themselves, pro-choice, right? But only if we agree with their ideology.
Well, that's obviously true, and you just kept saying, because you use the word abortion, but I keep using the word with murder. If they paid the other baby murdered. There's nothing free in the murder clinic. Everyone has to, it's all about money, and we know that. It's all about population control. We know that also. And we know the hatred of these people for their unborn. Anyone that could kill their unborn child doesn't have much of a heart for anybody else either, and that's just by explaining to put it. But now, so they haven't physically yet come in anymore in your clinics, done any more damage, but they threatened worse than firebombing.
They have threatened worse than firebombing. Yes, in their communique, they basically said, the next time we take joy in attacking these pregnancy centers and our further attacks, it will not be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti, which they're threatening blood, they're threatening violence, and again. No arrests have been made, and this is the pro-abortion Kristallnacht. This is Kristallnacht is 1938. The brown shirts going through and smashing windows, lighting Jewish businesses on fire, and there were two things that made such an egregious act. Is because there was no public outcry and there was no condemnation and capturing of the criminals by the political elite. They let it happen. So their silence emboldened further actions, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. We're the side that thinks it's okay, that it's a moral good to kill innocent human beings in the womb, are emboldening the. I'm not even going to say extremists. I'm going to say that they are the natural conclusion to their worldview, the natural conclusion to their mindset towards preborn children. Abortion, the face of abortion is violence itself. The face of what we do to preborn children is violence itself. And so they are complicit. Their non-denouncement of the violence and their continued attacks on pregnancy centers being able to even exist is emboldening further acts of this domestic terrorism.
For sure. I'm sitting listening to all this and thinking, no arrest, no repercussions for standing in front of a Supreme Court justice and actually threatening their lives. No repercussions for that. No one's put in prison. No one has been put in prison for actually coming out and saying we're going to do worse than firebombing. And they know who said it. It's not a secret. Yet no one's facing charges for that. There's a lot of things here that we obviously see that is absolutely. Should show the true color of that side and also the so-called leaders of our country. You would think this would cause people that are maybe on the fence to see through this facade of caring for women, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's never been pro-woman. It's never pro-woman for coercing a woman to get an abortion, for manipulating and lying and deceiving the entire abortion empire, the entire abortion industry is a multi-billion dollar business, and they thrive on lies. And that is why they hate Compass Care. They hate Compass Care because we tell women the truth, because we shine the bright light of Jesus Christ into the darkness. When a woman walks through Compass Care's doors, a pregnant woman walks through Compass Care's doors, there are two people there that need to be dignified, respected, and served. The abortionist only sees one woman, and they don't even respect and dignify and serve her. If they did, they would give her all the information about all of her options. But Compass Care does that. We treat these women with dignity, with respect, with compassion, with love. And we also recognize that there's another human being there, and the most innocent human being, the most vulnerable human being, the most voiceless and powerless human being in our entire nation, and that is that preborn child. Compass Care exists because of a fundamental belief that all people are made in the image of God and are therefore fully and equally human, from the womb to the tomb. From the moment of conception until that person dies, they are fully and equally human, and they are invaluable. You can't place a value, you can't place a dollar amount on a human life. This is a fundamental Christian belief. And sadly, Pastor Butch, we see it all over the place. We're losing, or we have lost or are losing that that fundamental belief in our nation.
Oh, yeah. You would think that once Roe v. Was overturned, people would come out of the churches, would come out in droves in support of it and be in the streets against these pro-murder people. But the churches are still silent on the issue. The churches as a whole are still silent on the issue. You know, you mentioned about it's life from conception right on. It is. As a matter of fact, when Roe v. Wade become so-called law of the land. Supreme Court cannot make law. And they cannot say, we don't get
That's
into
right.
that. The point, but the point of it is, they had at least seven scientists in 1973 tell the Supreme Court that life begins at conception. They won the scientific opinion,
right.
And every scientist agreed that it begins at conception, yet they still rule to murder the babies. Folks, this is far,
right.
far more than anything to do with anything about women's rights at all. It is a pro-murder movement for a lot of reasons, but one of them, people don't want to hear this, but this is true. This is offering your children to Moloch. This is something that Satan thrives on, and even though the women who may not know they're Satanists are actually obeying Satan and sacrificing their children to Satan without even knowing that, that gives Satan more influence in society. But a society that would tolerate this, and we have for 50 years, a society that would tolerate this is no better off than the ones who murder the babies, folks. That's just the way it is. We're just as guilty as they are. Don't they like it? I don't care if you like it or not. Turn the radio off. I'm telling you the truth. We tolerate it. It's our sin also. The same with homosexuality and the LGBTQ transgenderism perverts. If we tolerate it, it's also our sin. John Wesley one time said, Brother Daniel, that what you tolerate today will embrace tomorrow. Has that not turned out to be true? I mean, that's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
We're seeing Romans 1, what Paul describes in Romans chapter 1, come to life here. And the scary part of that passage, the one that makes me tremble, is that it says several times that God gave them up. You know, he gave them up to their passions. He gave them up to their bloodlust. He gave them, and it seems like, and I pray that there's national repentance, that there is a turning back to God, of repenting on the individual level of our sins, and to such an extent, to such a breadth that our entire nation just repents in sackcloth and ashes for the way that we have denigrated his image. You know, we have no power, and by we, I mean America, our secular elites, our pagan practitioners who murder preborn babies. They have no power to get at God. They cannot touch him. He is beyond them. But what they can do is they go after his image. They attack his image. And that's how they thumb their nose at God, is they go after human beings. And that's exactly why we're here on earth. One of the reasons, one of our jobs, one of the ways that we glorify God is by protecting his image, by valuing
Amen.
His image, by leveraging what he's given us, the power and influence and the voice that he's given us to leverage it on behalf of those who have no power, who have no voice, who have no influence in the public square. This is our role, to step in and say, I don't care if your laws do say abortion is okay. Let's say it becomes a federal law. Let's say it gets written into the Constitution. Worst case scenario, it really becomes a constitutional right to kill your baby. Christians are still going to fight it, because we don't get our morality from the Constitution. We don't get our morality from government. We get it from God. We get our marching orders from God Almighty. And he's the one who calls the shots, not us.
Amen. Well, I've said this many times, I'll say it again. The Constitution without the laws of God is dead. It's nothing. Because it has no real authority, because men don't recognize authority of morality. They recognize nothing. The Constitution without the Spirit of God in it, just like the world without the Spirit of God. You know, Christ created all things, and through him all things consist. If Christ is taken out of the world, out of society crumbles. We're seeing it happen right now. So the Constitution without Christ is nothing but a piece of paper. Folks, get over this idea the Constitution is going to save you. Only Christ can save you. Only repentance will turn this nation around. There are no political solutions to a spiritual problem. Get over that idea. You're not going to vote people when it's going to change this until we repent before God Almighty. That's just the way it is, folks. That's Bible straight through and through. But we have seen the Constitution, because of man's immorality and forgetting God, taken to pervert the morals of a nation, have we not? Murdering babies, sodomizing their sons, perverting their daughters, to a public fool system, destroying their children's souls and minds. We've seen the Constitution used to destroy society, haven't we?
Yeah. So the Constitution was only, I can't remember which founding father said this, but it only works for the moral people.
That's right.
It cannot govern people unhinged, unmoored, with no moral foundation. And that moral foundation can only come from one religion. I don't care what other religion you look at. They will not give you freedom of speech. They will not give you freedom of religion. Freedom of religion itself is a Christian principle. Freedom of speech is a Christian principle. That comes from an understanding of the way that God has made us in his image. Freedom of assembly, all of these things that we take for granted, this idea of being innocent until proven guilty, these are all things that were drawn from principles and then played out into the political philosophy. Is it perfect? Is it a one-for-one match for Scripture? Absolutely not. But the reality is that the United States of America was founded with an understanding that if the people aren't self-governing, if we as the people of America don't govern ourselves, our system of government is completely inadequate to maintain control of the population. And that's exactly what we're seeing as the people cast off restraint instead of turning to God to reinsert that kind of framework on us. We're turning to government, and as Francis Schaeffer said, when there is no God above government, government becomes God, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Absolutely, 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 and that's just where we come today. We turn to the state for all our answers. The state, even though maybe some good-hearted people in there that really are trying to make a difference, but you cannot pass enough laws, have enough cops to control an immoral people. That's all there is to it. Now, we're getting ready to go to break in a minute. After the break, folks, we're going to discuss the fact that they're using a 10-year-old little girl who was raped and got pregnant. And that, to me, that's something I have to digest. But nonetheless, that you're going to use to further promote the murder of innocent children, using a 10-year-old little girl, an innocent child, as a means to promote the murder of the children. And that's just the way it is. And folks, they're not below that, believe me. The child means nothing to them. The unborn child or the 10-year-old child means nothing to them. What they're all about is their own selfish desires and goals to further this. So we're going to go to break in a few seconds, and you stay tuned. If you have any questions, comments, what we're talking about, you feel free to call, folks. It's your broadcast, too. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This is your chance to talk to the world. Let them know where you stand. And we're getting ready to go to break, Daniel, so hang on through the break, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, folks, break the break. With your phone calls, no more talking. Don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
We are back here talking to Daniel Thomas, and we're discussing what's happened with the pro-murderers bombing clinics, firebombing clinics, threatening to do worse than that, threatening a Supreme Court justice, and nothing being done about it. nothing been done about it. Boy, Clarence Thomas, I think his name is Clarence Thomas at the Supreme Court, said there's a possibility, and this is mentioned, he mentioned, you know, what would happen if they would overturn the homosexual ruling on getting married. You talk about all hell breaking loose. Oh my gosh, that'd be nasty. But we're discussing the fact that Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court 50 years after they started murdering children. And now the pro-murderers have had their way for so long. It's like trying to put that. It's like when you open Pandora's box, you can't get it back in the box. We let them have their way far too long for them to back off easily. They've influenced too many politicians on their side now. The same thing with the sexual deviance. If that were stopped, oh my goodness, folks, once sin is tolerated, it'll spread like a cancer. And if you don't cut it out very quickly, that cancer will kill you because you can't cut it out. You can't get it all out again. I'm afraid America is in that shape right now. But again, we have the pro-murder group threatening people, and the churches as a whole. I haven't seen, at least in my area, I don't get called to preach in any church around here. People don't call me to preach around here at all. I guess because they're afraid I might tell them the truth. But I haven't seen too many churches in our state capital, West Virginia, down there opposing the pro-murder group. Even though Roe v. Wade has been overturned, they should be emboldened to at least go out and stand now for the right of a child to live. But they don't even do it now. They don't even do it now. To me, that is apathy, is complacency, and complacency is sin, compromise with evil, is evil in itself. Now we're going to discuss the fact that a teen little girl was raped, and from what I understand, she did get pregnant. And now the pro-murder people are saying, well, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do, make her have the baby? What are you going to do about this? Do you want this child? Do you want us not to take this child out of her way so she won't suffer through this? Folks, we're talking about two different lives here now. We're not just talking about one life. We're talking about a life of an unborn child and the life of a little girl. And I'll say this flat up and down. I dare anybody challenge me on this. Not one pro-murder individual is interested in saving either one of them. This is a political ploy. Go ahead. What's your comments on that, Daniel?
Yeah, you're absolutely right to call it a political ploy. It's hard to even, you know, it's hard to even talk about this without grieving over the heinous nature of this crime against this little girl. That should make you want to weep.
I want to say one thing very quickly, if you don't mind. One life,
yeah.
Folks, one life right now should be absolutely forfeited. That's the rapist. No. I don't want to hear, well, he should be killed. Yes, he should be killed. That's according to the Bible, folks. Read the Bible for yourself, both Old and New Testament. A rapist be put to death. If he's guilty of rape, he'd be put to death. His life should be forfeited for what he's done. If we did this more often, we wouldn't have so many little girls being raped. Go ahead again, Daniel.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many things that are wrong about this, Pastor, but it's hard to know even where to start. I mean, the fact that we know that it was a 10-year-old girl, that she got a chemical abortion in Indianapolis, all of that information is confidential information. Why has it been released to the public?
Sure.
You know, that the fact, you know, what is going on? The fact that she got transported across state lines, and it's so fishy. Why did she get transported? Who transported her across state lines? Why did it get transported across state lines? Why was this only being investigated in Ohio? And then when it started to get investigated in Indiana, it got dropped. Like it was no longer useful. It is illegal to transport a woman or a girl across state lines to cover up a sex crime via abortion. And so, who transported this girl? Is it? All medical procedures require informed consent by the patient, and minors, they cannot give consent to medical procedures. So, did this 10-year-old girl want an abortion? Was she being forced, maybe by the rapist, maybe by her mother, who is the allegedly the rapist girlfriend? There's so many things that are wrong about this, and this girl is being re-victimized over and over again. She was used as a political prop by the Biden administration, and then as soon as people started asking questions and looking into it a little bit more, it was immediately dropped. Did this girl know that chemical abortions are four times more dangerous than surgical abortion? You know, did she have informed consent? And, you know, allegedly the abortionist listed the rapist as a minor. But he's actually nearly three times this 10-year-old girl's age, 27 years old. And again, it is infuriating to think about the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, the other pro-abortion politicians using this as a political ploy to further their pro-abortion agenda so that they can kill more babies. Meanwhile, this girl is being used as a prop. She's being used as a pawn. She's being re-victimized over and over again. While the rapist ought to be, he ought to be punished to the full extent of the law. I mean, why are we punishing this young girl? Why are we punishing this innocent human child that she's carrying, and not punishing? Or not having our focus at the very least. I assume so. I haven't seen most recently where the case is at. But he ought to be punished to the full extent of the law for his crime.
I totally agree. Absolutely, totally agree. And I wonder where all these self-righteous bigots are that say that they're wanting to save the child and care for the girl. Where are they? Why aren't they helping this child? What's going on here? These are things that people don't even want to look at because it embarrasses them. They don't want to face it because it means they may be accountable or something. But, you know, I just interviewed a gentleman a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, who helped a young lady get across state lines to save her little girl from being abused by this woman's ex-lesbian lover. The lady become a Christian. She wanted to get out of that mess. Her ex-lover was abusing the girl. The man took her across state lines to get away from that. And 10 years later, after the fact, he was arrested and put in jail for 3 years for taking across state lines to save
him
being
abused. Yeah, I know that man.
So these are things. This is really, really amazing. All of a sudden, I mean, that he was arrested, put in jail for that, and they're taking this little girl across state lines, and nothing happens.
It appears so. I'm hopeful that the attention that has been drawn to it because of people who are, you know, asking questions because of just the outrageous nature of this. I mean, it's just shocking. You know, shocking. The fact that a 10-year-old was raped is shocking enough. The fact that 10-year-old got pregnant is just like, whoa, I didn't even know that was possible. And then the fact that the president of the United States would use this awful situation to further a pro-abortion agenda instead of expressing sympathy, instead of going after the rapist and going after the criminal, and the fact that the abortionist would release confidential patient information to the press. There's so many things about this that are wicked. It's just evil, absolutely evil.
You know, I'm surprised the phone lines aren't filled up tonight. I figure people will be really hit up about this, want to talk about it. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I, for one, again, am appalled at all this. I've been frustrated the fact that these people can actually, like I said, murder children and get by with it, and they can bomb your facilities and get by with it, and nothing has been done about it. As far as I know, I haven't even seen it on the world news, and maybe I missed it. I don't get to watch all the news. I don't really watch a whole lot of mainstream news, but I'm amazed that I haven't seen about this on any news broadcast I know of. Have you?
I have not seen anything recently. It was when President Joe Biden first brought it up, it was being carried across all the news stations. But again, as soon as people started looking into this and asking questions and Compass Care was kind of at the forefront of that, saying, hey, Compass Care CEO Jim Hardin is an expert in medical ethics. And he had a whole list of questions from the media, none of which they were able to answer. In terms of all the Mann Act and crossing state lines to cover up sex abuse crime, all this stuff, it got dropped very quickly.
Wow, this is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, my mind just goes in a whirlwind to let this. To understand that this is happening and the so-called authorities are sitting back and allowing it and doing anything about not doing anything about it. The Compass Care facility, I'm sure that they have they got people working on the case themselves
For catching the pro-abortion artist.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've been working pretty closely with the local police. We're working with the FBI. We've been asked the local police to be on high alert. We've been getting threats, and we have been getting aggressive activism outside of that office for some time before the actual firebombing happened. Their response was very quick after the firebombing. They were actually they were on the scene. Them and the fire department were on the scene very quickly after the fires were lit, which helped decrease the amount of damage done to the office. But again, no arrests have been made. And just this past yesterday, the very first public statement from any law enforcement agency nationwide was made, and it basically said, we're still following leads, and if you have any information, please come forward. So we're not making much progress, it doesn't seem.
Now, do you believe that statement that they're not making progress? Do you believe that's true, or are they just saying that they just get to be saying something?
Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on. It would be speculation on my part to, but Pastor Butch, the reality that 45 pregnancy centers have been attacked, 45, and over 100 when you include all pro-life organizations and churches, and none of these vandals, none of these arsonists have been arrested nationwide, to our knowledge, of any of these pro-life organizations. There have been some arrests of churches that have been attacked. There's been some people arrested. But for all these pro-life organizations that have been attacked, there's been no arrest.
There were no cameras on these locations?
Oh, we have cameras. We have a mountain of evidence that was delivered to the FBI.
And clear photos?
Yep. The Compass Care has taken a lot of steps to beef up security. And as I said, the Buffalo office is reopened. And, we're going to keep marching forward. We're going to keep moving forward because it's just that important. You know, New York State is the abortion capital of the U.S. We have more abortions per capita here in New York than any other state in the union. And we are going to continue to serve women and to save babies, come what may. Even though Kathy Hochul has promised to investigate pregnancy centers and come after us, even though millions of taxpayer dollars have been earmarked to fly women to New York to get their abortion, even though New York Attorney General Letitia James has come after pregnancy centers and demanded that Google remove us so that women can't find us and be served by Compass Care. Despite all of this, we're going to continue to do what Jesus asked us to do, and that is to be the hands and feet of Christ, to shine the bright light of truth into this darkness that is abortion.
Well, I don't know if you want to discuss this now. We'll take a phone call in a minute, but security might not be a bad idea. I don't know if you discussed that or not. That you don't even answer it on the air, but security might be a good idea, even for the employees to make sure they're armed for self protection. That might be a good idea. Now,
yeah, let's go on to Compass Care has taken ahead. I was just going to say Compass Care has taken a lot of. I don't want to discuss the specifics because I don't want people to get wise to what measures Compass Care has taken. But we've taken a lot of measures.
Good, good. Let's go talk to Todd in Arizona. Todd, come on in. I figured you'd be out there at night. Welcome, my friend.
Hey,
hello, Todd.
Gary.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gary. I know it's you. I was thinking about my producer. Go ahead, Gary. I'm so sorry. I knew Gary would be there. Come on in, Gary.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty familiar with what happened to these crisis pregnancy centers, all over. How they have attacked them and burnt them and just done terrible, terrible things. I always like to start with scripture. And here it is. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And that is our problem. biggest problems is we have with this lawlessness. I mean, look at the Attorney General that we have. I mean, this guy, you know, he is Satan in the flesh. You know, and I make no apology for my speech, as you know. And, you know, he turned his back on the Supreme Court justices that shot down Roe versus Wade and actually did something right for a change for the Supreme Court. And but anyways, but people, you know, my heart goes out to the gentleman that you got on right now and the people that were within these crisis pregnancy centers. But what does it take to get people upset enough to do something about it? I mean, I've been trying and trying and trying, you know, to get people to realize that these little bitty babies, you know, are the very image of God, and they deserve a life. And God would not give mankind the ability to bring forth mankind if he did not want them to come forth. And that's just good old easy stuff. You can find all of that in the first four chapters of Genesis. And so I pray that people will support this gentleman right now and others like him, you know, to build these things back. And because people need you. These little bitty babies need you, sir. And amen. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Would you say it again, please?
Daniel.
Daniel. You know, I pray that people would support you and exalt you and lift you up and give you the strength and the funds. You know, if you have to miss a meal, miss a meal.
Amen.
You know, don't go to McDonald's and pay $8 for a cheeseburger anymore. You know, send the $8 in to do that. You get enough $8. You know, $8 turns into $800. $8 turns into $8,000 if you get serious. And I'm sorry, Butch. I get a little carried away with these things.
I understand you do. Nothing wrong with that, Gary. Proud of you and thankful I know you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let somebody else get on. But thank you, Butch, for having this gentleman on. And thank you, sir, for exposing this for what
it
truly is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your words of encouragement.
And
yeah,
Daniel,
thank you so much.
How can folks help y'all? Is there a website, a phone number? How can people help you?
Yeah, so if they go to erasingtheneed.com, erasingtheneed.com, they can be updated on what's going on with press conferences and, you know, rebuilding bigger in Buffalo and telemedicine, launching an online telemedicine platform to serve women all across the nation with an online telehealth platform. Erasingtheneed.com, and if there's a donate button there, if you folks want to give, they can give there. But this is an opportunity for the church. It really is an opportunity for the church to step in and to continue to work while it is day. We have an opportunity. We just have a few days on this earth, and we have an opportunity to use those days to glorify God and to serve Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Amen. Got a phone call. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and I'd like to real quick ask for prayer for Gary Roby, who just called in. What a courageous man he is, and his
Amen.
Wife. And also a prayer for Marcia Jean, that God would help her to be able to walk again. Prayer for Coach Dobenmeyer and that Hollywood film producer that you've had on, David Heffner. And,
right.
And what good guests you have, because you have good guests like Coach Dave and David Heffner and Jim, I think it's Harden, isn't the name? And
Harden, yeah. And, yeah, this is Daniel who's filling in for you tonight. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Daniel. So,
yes.
And good guests like Daniel. So please pray for Jim Harden and Daniel that's filling in for him. And thank you so much for all that you guys are doing. And please, folks, support Pastor Butch if you can by buying some of his good materials that he's got there, like that 411-page book. I still want people to get that from you, Grand Design Exposed, for about 12 or 14 bucks, somewhere around there. Get that from Pastor Butch and support Pastor Butch. And please do those prayers, because we need to be praying for each other now
Amen.
As never before. God
Thank
bless you
Darryl.
Both
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you so much.
Pelican fan, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl.
We're down about the last 3 minutes, and I just want to say again, folks, if you can support Compass Care, please do it. Now, a lot of people I talk to on this radio program do not have computers, Daniel. Is there a phone number they can call to get a hold of somebody?
Yeah, they can call Compass Care's office in Rochester. It's 585-232-3894. That's 585-232-3894. Or if they're interested, they send a letter. 2024 West Henrietta Road, Suite 60, Rochester, New York, 14623. 2024 West Henrietta Road, Suite 60, that's Rochester, New York, 14623. And really grateful for continued prayers. It is the people of God who are doing this work. It is the people of God who care about the preborn child, who care about the woman who's been abandoned by those that are supposed to love her and care for her, and it is the people of God that will ultimately be the ones to help remove this evil from our land.
Amen. Again, folks, the number to call is 585-232-3894. 585-232-3894. Support them if you can, folks. They deserve it. They certainly have earned it. And please pass on to the staff, everybody there that you talked to, Daniel, from me and all the listeners, that we are praying for them. We're thankful to know them and to know you and proud to know you and all that you're doing. I just want you to know that. And if you need me for anything, anytime, you let me know, because sometimes you may have a need that I don't know about and the listeners don't know about, or something may happen that you might want to get on the radio. So you feel free to let us know. We're here for your service, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Butch. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the conversation and for the ongoing encouragement.
Well, you say hi to everybody. I'll let you go now, Daniel, and I'll talk to you again in the future, I'm sure. And God bless you, my friend. And you tell Jim and all right. Of them I said hello, okay?
Sounds good. God bless.
All right. Thanks for being with us tonight, Daniel. Folks, we are trying our best to bring you the guests to make a difference and trying our best to get people to stand up and say something. We are the hands and feet and the mouthpiece of Christ on earth today. Why don't we act like it? Why don't we speak what he would speak? Why are we so afraid of hurting feelings? Christ didn't care about hurting feelings. He called the preachers of the day the sons of the devil, snake pits, vipers. He called them really basically scum. But we're afraid of hurting feelings, aren't we? Now, I want to thank you all for helping us, folks, keep this program going. Please help us continue to do this. I ask you that you do it for the glory of God, folks. Tomorrow night, don't miss whatever you do, Dr. Carrie Madej. We love you. See you here tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.